For a very long time now, we have deep concerns about the repressive tactics being applied by the Ugandan government and Tanzanian government towards environmental rights activists, people who are campaigning against the building of East African pipeline projects, have for a long time been subjected to unfair, arbitrary treatment in the hands of the state in cohort with the companies that are constructing the ECOP pipeline. And so the current wave of harassment is not surprising but deeply concerning, especially given that Uganda is now about to begin exporting oil. I think the more that grows nearer, the more repressive the state has become in suppressing voices of people who are opposed to the project. And we know that this is only going to get worse as we prepare for the final phase of the oil exportation from Uganda.
How concerned are you about the people, the hundreds of thousands of people who are being displaced both in Uganda and Tanzania as a result of the construction of this pipeline?
The government of Uganda and its Tanzanian counterpart, together with the oil companies, have been paying lip service to fair and prompt compensation for project-affected persons. In areas where they have claimed to compensate project-affected persons, the compensations have been a pittance, been merely performative. It is a pretense of compensation. The compensation is not fair. The people are being forced. People are being harassed. In the case of Uganda, for example, the Ugandan government has adopted an approach where they value your property, and regardless of whether you agree with the valuation or not, they will deposit that money in a court of law and take over your land and ask you to go to the court to challenge that process. Even though you win that process, it will be years after the project has been established and you've lost your land. In other words, the court process and redress is only limited to quantum of how much government should pay you, not to your right over the property. And so this is the extent of the unfairness, and people haven't focused much attention on what is happening with project-affected persons who have been displaced, whose cultural heritage and cultural identity in some cases, alongside natural resources, have just been destroyed for the sake of oil.
How about environmental concerns? Are the governments, both governments, doing enough on the environment?
Admittedly, on the part of the activists, there have been some embellishment of facts, especially in terms of rivers and dam parks that are being affected by the ECOP pipeline. This sort of inaccuracy undermines the credibility of the campaign. But what is certainly true is that fragile natural resources, such as wildlife, such as rivers, that are the lifeline of these communities, is going to be affected adversely by the project. The government of Uganda has made an undertaking that the oil pipeline project will take into account every attempt to protect the environment, that the rhetoric is not being matched by action. Because the action really is that they are leaving nothing in their way in the quest to export oil. They look at oil as the silver bullet to the economic problems of this country, and they have not paid due attention to environmental concerns that are being raised by activists and other people.